Okay, we're in Siman Tav Kuf Chav Tes, finishing up Hilchos Yom Tov. Ziv Beis Kitzav Mesamchan. Are you Mesamech your wife and kids? Hatanim Notzam Lom Klayus Agozim. The children, you give them candy and nuts. But Nashim Konolim Begadim Metachshitim Kvim Amono. And women, you buy them clothing or jewelry, all according to how much money you have. So the Bar Halacha says, if that means you buy them shoes, so you buy them shoes. Buy them something new. To make them happy. The post can discuss, what if they have all their clothing? Do you still need to buy them clothing? Can you fulfill with flowers? Yes, no. Interesting discussions. The Mechaber continues, you need to give food to a widow and an orphan, along with all the other poor people, specific mitzvah regarding Yom Tov, to give tzedakah before Yom Tov, because if you're sitting there and eating, and not having anyone with you, and not giving food to anyone else, so that's not true simcha, that simcha's kreso, satisfying yourself instead. Siv Gimel, Adam ochel v'shosav v'sameach b'regel, a person needs to be eat, drink, and be happy on Yom Tov, v'lo yimshach v'basar v'yayin v'shok v'kalos rosh, you should not extend yourself and just be constantly overly joyous, and not really paying attention to what you're doing and frivolous. That's not called simcha. That's just called wasting. True simcha is only happiness which leads to service of Hashem, not stam happiness which is unrelated to serving Hashem. Based in Lahamid, specifically by the Yom Tov times, it's important to set up officers around all the Jewish people to make sure there's no mixing of men and women. And Mishnah Berurah says that even though this is true the whole year, it's more likely to happen on the regel, when people are more free and people are eating and drinking, and therefore one should be careful that there shouldn't be too much wine going on, which leads to an avera and too much mixing of men and women. It's important to be careful regarding this, specifically regarding Yom Tov. The Bar Halacha does point out over here, related to the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, that the mitzvah was meat that was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash when we had karbanos, but now there's no more karbanos. So the main mitzvah of simcha for men is through wine, and there's still a mitzvah to eat meat. You fulfill mitzvah when you eat meat, but there's no mitzvah chayuvis to specifically have meat. Once we no longer have the karbanos, it should be fulfilled with wine. Machlokas, whether it's specifically with the revius of wine or any wine whatsoever, but this is how you fulfill the mitzvah of simcha nowadays. You can really fulfill it in other ways also, but this is the main way to fulfill it is through wine. And this concludes the halachas of Yom Tov.